My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Don't tell her at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We waited all that time for that? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it is a Falcon Monday, a disappointing Falcon Monday, and we want to talk to you at 404-726-0929. Listen, I think we all feel...
Obviously, we need to score more points.
Thanks, Art.
That's right.
We all feel the same way. I am so frustrated with the buildup to see the lack of offense that we got yesterday. Mike, our quarterback was not good enough. And for me, a lot of the frustration you're going to hear today has to do with Kirk Cousins. Not because I don't think he can get better, not because I don't think he will be better, not because I don't think he'll help us win games. He will. But coming off of all the hype and circumstance surrounding the injury, and he's healthy, and Mike, you said it in the crosstalk there with Andy and Randy, he doesn't look healthy, guys. He didn't look healthy. He didn't look like he was moving the way a healthy quarterback moves. Now, we saw him at practice, right. But we didn't get a chance to see him be challenged with guys in his face like yesterday. And, Mike, here's the other thing. This is the last thing I thought I'd be saying about Kirk Cousins. Mike, he did not look like he was comfortable enough to throw the football. He looked a little confused and lackadaisical in his reads. And, Mike, I didn't think I'd be thinking that about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, there was so many things to not like about Sunday, and I'm with you there. Cousins, it just didn't pass the eye test. And we talked to Mark Raimondi later in the week from ESPN.com, how much he was in the shotgun. So that's more shotgun tosses than he's ever done as far as a starter. So, okay, is that because he's not 100% and you don't want him backing up off a center? Which I know you can still run play action out of the shotgun, but it's not as effective as when you're backing out of the under center. And then is it also because T.J. Watt was in on every – it's like T.J. Watt was in the huddle. Is this on one or is this on two? It's on two? Okay, got it. Break. I mean, it's like at some point the line coach has got to talk to Dahlman, and you got to go with a silent count. You got to do something because the tell was there. T.J. Watt was jumping the freaking snap count. So either way, it didn't look good. I thought for now, I sit higher than you. I'm up on 342, so I get to see the routes developing. Rarely did we get separation. Rarely did our receivers get – the only time, you know, Pitts, that was blown coverage, and Pitts is wide open and for the touchdown. But Mooney wasn't getting open. Drake London wasn't getting open. I was very disappointed in what I was expecting. And Bijan, I mean, I know you got Bijan and you love him, but you can also move Algier. You can get Algier in there to move things a little bit too.
Yeah, you talked about the balance between these two. There was none. And I love B. But the balance we need between Algier and Bijan Robinson just didn't feel like it was there yesterday. But let's be honest, that's not why we lost this game.
No.
Okay? We lost this game because our quarterback turned it over. We had three turnovers. We lost this game not because of the defense. I'm going to say that again. Nope. Not because of the defense. Defense balled out. They played their asses off yesterday. They got off the field when they needed to, and they gave you an opportunity to win. We lost this game because the thing we thought we could hang our hat on, Mike Bell, we didn't do jack. That is the offense.
Yeah,
that is the O-line, and that is Kirk Cousins.
Three empty possessions. I mean, snapping the ball into the motion, man? I don't think I saw that when, you know, Pop Warner games, Carl. I mean, that just... That's Mickey Mouse. That's a lack of preparation. We'll talk to Raheem Morris on Thursday because it's a Monday night game with the Eagles, national television. But, I mean, guys, we have to address, and we will get – I know Raheem already talked about this a few times with the media. They've got to find a balance with preseason. If Cousins isn't ready to go, then you need to ramp up Michael Penix's workload and let Michael Penix start the season. You know, I'm not trying to make this into a controversy. I'm just saying if Kirk Cousins is going to look this bad again, you really needed to have Michael Penix get as many snaps as possible and just concede. Cousins is 8 weeks later than Aaron Rodgers' Achilles injury. We were told he was fine. He didn't look fine.
No, not at all. Kirk Cousins, didn't play like a vet. You played like a rookie yesterday. Kirk Cousins, you weren't ready. I didn't expect that from you. And you didn't protect the ball. For everybody who wants to talk about what Justin Fields is and isn't, you know what he is? He's beaten our ass twice. Back-to-back seasons. Yep. For everything that he's not, he beat us as a Bear and he beat us as a Steeler. So for everybody who wants to say he ain't that good, he owns us. Okay?
He's 2-0 as a starter against the Falcons. And he played electrically in Chicago. He played within himself in this game.
He did.
Didn't have to do too much. Their run game, they had great balance. He scrambled when he needed to. He hit Pickens when he was open. A.J. Terrell, by the way, one of the highest paid corners in the league, lets Pickens run right. I mean, there's a lot of things to not like. But you're not going to get on the defense when you turn the ball over, you gave him great field position, including, remember, they hit a 57-yard freaking field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, they barely get on the, they're on the other side of the 50 with that kick. So the defense was fine. Judon is going to get better. He's ramping up. Simmons is going to get better. There were some things that were uneven about the defense, but you cannot fault it. Kirk Cousins cost you the game. Kirk Cousins threw two, god-awful picks. That's Desmond Ridder-like stuff. The last thing I was expecting to see on Sunday.
Well, let's be honest. Kirk, your first ball should have been a pick.
You're right. Could have been three.
He threw it directly to Dante Jackson, I believe it was. His first pass should have been a pick. And I was like, who's he throwing you to? And then I was like, all right, he's going to calm down. And then he didn't calm down. He was more nervous than I was, and I wasn't playing yesterday.
Right.
Atlanta, what's going on? 404-726-0929. Want to hear from you. Listen, we've got a long season. I'll say this, and this pains me. The damn Saints looked unstoppable yesterday.
They went through Carolina like poop through a goose, man.
Mike, they scored on 9 straight possessions. They got the ball, score. Got the ball, score. Got the ball, score. And I'm like, is this an NFL game or a high school game? Carr looked like an MVP, and here we are struggling to get anything going. Now, they didn't have the Steeler defense. And I said this to Mike, for all the talk about TJ Watt, we are not going to face another dude like that for a while. The Eagles defense as a whole is really good. Their interior line is good. But they don't have a dude like that. Everybody has an issue blocking T.J. Watt. And, Mike, this was my fear. I said it Friday. We were over at Atlantic Station. Number one, know where he is on the field. We got to find a way to block him. And we allowed him to be just the guy that I thought he could be and disrupt the entire game plan.
And that's where it was. You know, I mean, I counted. I lost track. I think it was at one point like a dozen running plays or, all the action went to the left side behind Jake Matthews and Bergeron. This is something we talked about. Now, Pro Football Focus, TJ Watt aside, I've never understood how their metrics work, because when's a double team? How do you grade somebody based? Maybe you don't know what his responsibility is, if he's pulling, whatever. But, I mean, I didn't think at times last year like a top five offensive line, but it was one of our selling points. We'll be able to protect Cousins. Couldn't do it. The shotgun thing, we'll get into that later in the show, but that looked so out of character for Cousins, and you said it. Cousins just looked like a fish out of water. He looked like, you know what he looked like? Looked like a guy who's coming off a major injury who hasn't played since like Halloween weekend.
Wait a minute.
That's exactly what he is.
That's what he is.
But we were told he was ready. I mean, we go with what, you know, as Carl says, we go with the information we have, is what we were told.
By the way, some of the stuff that's in the playbook you weren't allowed or did not get to yesterday because you limited yourself with how you approach this game. Is that Zach Robinson, our new OC, saying we got to chill and make sure that he's good? Or is that Kirk Cousins saying, I don't feel comfortable running that? I don't know. All I know is you guys better flip the switch and be a different offense next Monday night, or this is going to get embarrassing. 404-726-0929. And oh, by the way, we said this, and this is why this start is a big deal. You guys can tell me it's not. Saints look like incredible.
Look at the Bucs. Look at the Buccaneers. Right? Buccaneers look great on offense.
Bucs look great. And all of a sudden, you're telling me, well, the start doesn't matter. The start does matter. So this one is in the can. But we have to be so much better, Mike, offensively, if we have any chance to go 2-2 in these first four games.
I mean, to score 10 points at home and you got to go on the road to Philadelphia against the entire Georgia Bulldog defense in the last 3 years. Yeah, it's a bit of a daunting prospect. You know, and just get back to your initial point. And I was talking about this with the guys in my section. 342, we rep. There were no Steelers within a 6-seat radius.
Nice.
So we have some new guys, too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Which bought season tickets too, right? And a father-son combo.
That's what you want.
Right. But, I mean, I just hate it. And look, I'm hoping the only way, and Carl and I just talked about this before the show started, the only way it changes is if we go on a big run and we become constant playoff contenders, then we'll start to have people not selling their tickets for the PSL. And because, you know, the Steelers and the Cowboys coming, you can make a fortune. People did. Tickets are going for $500 in my section. You know, so it just, it is what it is. It just sucks as a fan because we're not selling sunshine here. We actually believe in this team, and it is only week one. But I do know this. If we're going to go 2-2 in these first four games, we had to have that game. Now we're looking at 1-3, you know? Chiefs, I mean, we got the Chiefs coming here. We're going to Philly. And you just said it. The Saints look like, you know, I don't know if that's what that says about Carolina.
It may say a lot.
But either way, yes. Saints look good.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to take plenty of your calls. It is a Falcon Monday. This is what we get. That's what we got. I'm asking, Falcons, this is what we get. That effort has to be better. And defensively, I am proud of what the defense showed because it was a concern. Grady's right. Grady's like, listen, we didn't get the dub, but these defensive adjustments look pretty damn good. Grady's happy from that standpoint. If we can do that, Mike, we're going to be in every game defensively.
Right.
We're going to be in all these games. But the offense is what we're hanging our hat on. Kirk Cousins yesterday. Here it is. And we're going to come back with your calls. So Frank and JP, Tim, all you guys. Two picks, lost fumble. 26 attempts, 155 yards, and a touchdown on a blown coverage. What I'm telling you is that wasn't Cousins reading the defense and making a tight throw in a tight window. That was a blown coverage where he was wide open. He didn't do that all day. That's concerning. It's Dukes and Bell. It is a Falcon Monday. Falcons lose 18-10 on Sunday. We're talking about it with you. Four-hour show today because Coach Roth has his coach's show with Dave Archer on Mondays. They also usually have a player guest, and we'll tell you more about that. But that will start at 6 o'clock. So that is why we tell you we only have four today. All right. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. There's so many facets of this, right, that we could get into. And there's a lot of things that need to be corrected. But the number one thing is our quarterback has to play better. That's it. And if that happens, maybe that triggers some of the other things that everybody else is looking for. Guys, we didn't take any shots down the field. You know what our longest pass play was yesterday? It was a tip ball to Ray McLeod.
Right.
A tip ball. He comes down with it early in the game. We did not attempt to stretch the field yesterday. Mike, it gets back to your cautious warning of, can we do all the things we want to do in this offense with him?
And that's the thing. You know, I asked, you know, we were debating, you know, what is Kyle Pitts' role? Like, is it broken coverage? He was there. He caught the football. He got a touchdown. Kyle Pitts has equaled his rookie season touchdown count. So that's a good start. There's a positive right there. You know, and the defense, you know, was able to hold the Steelers to a bunch of field goal attempts, including one that was like half the field. But yeah, the receivers weren't getting separation. Not that there was time. Again, you know, everybody in the stands gets drunk. Throw the ball!
You know,
like when you go to a Georgia game. Why don't we throw the ball? But yeah, well, you got to have a pocket. So I get back to what we said to start the show. If Cousins isn't 100%, and, you know, a lot of guys are hitting us up on the text line and on Twitter. Follow us, Carl's. Put him up. See Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Guys are going, Cousins wanted to play in the preseason, but they wouldn't allow it.
True.
And because they're trying to protect him from some injury, because he's still obviously way behind Aaron Rodgers on the timeline with the Achilles. But Cousins did want to play in his defense. But we got to find some kind of balance with getting the starters out there. I mean, I know Raheem wants to mitigate injury, and that's his line, and that's fine. But to me, the whole team at times looked rusty, looked very rusty.
Let's talk to JP in College Park. JP, we appreciate you listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, man. What's going on?
What's up?
Look, yeah, this is my thing. Everybody talking about, you know, it's just the first game out, but the season run like a freight train, man. You got to take care of your season up front, then it'll take care of you at the end. Particular playoff. And Kirk Cousins, man, he hurt, man. This man didn't roll out downtown. And what he did, every time he looked up, he played the shaker. Every time when they hit the ball, he fall down from the football, whatever, though. And another thing with Al Jill and Bijan.
Yeah, Bijan.
They need to run them constantly, man, because they can make the defense sick. Because you don't know which way they're going to go. They need to play them more often. But we would have had, just put in mind, Justin Fields would have been out there with the Falcons. We would have won. Then our defense, any team would want you to just kick field goal. That didn't make no sense, man.
It didn't. JP, here's the deal. 6 field goals. Appreciate the call. 57, 51, 41, 56, 46, 25. That was the yardage of the field goals. That's the difference in this game, right, when we talk about from a point standpoint. But it's not as if Justin was Superman yesterday. Mike said it. He managed the game.
Yeah, he did what they asked him to. Arthur Smith, they did high-percentage throws. He did get the ball in Pickens' hands in a couple of times. But it was running the football. And you saw they fell forward. They were getting yards with Najee Harris, whoever was running the football. But he played within his game. Remember, guys, he doesn't know he's playing until about a half hour, 45 minutes before game time. Because Russell Wilson tries to give it a go with the cap, and it's a no-go. So I'm not sure what the Steelers are going to do moving forward, but I think they can build on what Justin Fields did in Arthur Smith's offense and get more dynamic. But getting back to his initial point, I mean, look, I'm with you. I think there's got to be a balance with Algier, and I also think if you keep Bijan at this rate, you're going to kill him. I mean, I know we want him to be the man. I own him in Fantasy League, but I just think there's got to be a little more wheel routes and all some of the things we thought we were going to see more of, which, and maybe Arch can get into that, you know, with Coach today and the Coach's Show at 6, but I just thought it was a sort of a one-note offense with Bijan. I want to see the more dynamicism, right, with that offense.
That's a good call. Is it Demille? Demille, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you listening in the ATL, man. What's going on, Demille? Hey, man.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, man.
I just think the defense played a hell of a game yesterday. But I do have a question for Mike Bell.
Yes.
Finally, Kyle Pitts got in the end zone. Can we not call the man a bum anymore, please?
No. Wait, hold on. See, this is it. This is where it goes off the rails. Carl has been more critical of Kyle Pitts than I ever have.
That's true.
And I get the heat. You know,
Ball. It's true. Yet, listen.
I mean, I've been on his case. He's got to validate that pick, but Carl's been the guy driving that bus,
yes.
Not me, man.
Mike is right about this one. And listen, I'm not going to be satisfied with one. Demille, you're right. It felt good. Yesterday, I was like, thank you. Thank you, football gods. But I'm not going to be satisfied with one. Here's my issue again, and this is a whole nother technical side of this.
Right.
He didn't block anybody yesterday.
No, he struggled in that.
Okay?
Bump.
I'm just, okay, for Orange Town, he didn't block anybody. He's got to be more physically stout and tough when you're taking on these edge rushers like T.J. Watt. And again, I said this, we're not going to face another individual like that maybe for a while. But the fact is, Kyle's got to be better at that. But if you're going to tell me he gets paid to catch touchdowns, and this is what Mike and I have said all along, he caught one yesterday.
Right.
I can't be mad at that. I can't be upset, and I'm not going to fuss at Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts did what he was asked to do yesterday, but I want to see him be more stout when it comes to blocking these massive edge rushers and giving the quarterback an additional time, Mike, to maybe do something with the ball. He didn't do that yesterday.
Pushing a linebacker back towards the running back is not blocking.
And by the way, Kyle, know the formation, man.
Right.
That cost us. That was a big penalty, guys. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, in the second half, in the fourth quarter, it's a 3-play, 7-yard drive that lasted a minute 56 because of your illegal formation. If Kirk's not like, yo, I need you over here, you got to know that.
Right. And that's the blocking. This goes back to our conversations with the now offensive coordinator of the Steelers. Is if he can't block, don't ask him to block. Just go be Tony Gonzalez. Just make him that super hybrid unicorn. You can figure out what you're going to pay him when his contract comes up later. But he just doesn't block well. Just never, not really done that well. I just call it what it is.
Yeah. So, Demille, no. We will, listen, I love the touchdown. Still need him to be great. I'm not satisfied with that. But that doesn't stop us from being critical of Kyle's performance of this offense, period. Let's talk to Tim next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Monday. Falcons lose. We're talking about it with you. How are you feeling, Tim? Hey, man.
Hey, man, I called in about 7 months ago before they got Kirk Cousins. I said, this is the worst scheme that he's going to be in. And they said, oh, the line will get better. And exactly what I said happened yesterday. You know?
What'd you say? Tell me what you mean.
I didn't have the receipt. What exactly did you say?
What did you say?
I said that line is going to get Kirk Cousins killed because he can't run. Oh. The same quarterback that we let go actually beat us yesterday. And we could have got him for less than $1 million.
Oh, we are aware of that. No, Tim, trust me. That was something we had talked about. It made sense. He's young. He's from here, blah, blah, blah. It didn't play out that way. You know what they wanted? And now we know this because they've stated it to us. Mike, they wanted a quarterback who could process, who had been experienced, who could do it, and had ran this offense because, guys, it's a similar offense he ran in Minnesota because that's the coaching tree. So this all fit for them.
And Fontenot doesn't believe in Fields. We established that after the draft when I asked him, why didn't you just go for Fields? And, you know, then you could draft Panics. But as far as, you know, your point, we're going to see. Time will tell. You know, they didn't have confidence in Fields. Otherwise, he would have been named the starter coming out of Steeler camp. It was Russell Wilson's job. And I like Fields, and I think he can get better with Arthur Smith. But don't get it twisted. You're taking one game of Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
And he's not 100%.
His career is better.
Look, we're not even talking about his playoff thing. I mean, guys, if you're going to sit there and go, well, Kirk Cousins sucks. I don't know. Don't blame Carl and I. We were told by the team he's ready to go.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, he doesn't look like he's ready to go. And that's my point. If he isn't, and you don't want to avoid, I guess maybe you don't want to have a controversy, but you should have given Penix all the reps in the preseason and ramp him up. And then when Cousins, so be it, Carl. If Cousins isn't ready to go to like week three, okay.
Yeah.
But that's still, you got to stick with the plan. He didn't look ready to go.
Certainly wasn't good enough yesterday. And I expect him to bounce back. But a passer rating of 59 is not going to get it done.
Jeez.
404-726-0929. Let's talk to DJ. DJ, what's going on? You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Well, hey, man. Duke Sabell, man. You can tell from my sound of my voice, man. Six field goals, brother.
Yeah.
Six field goals. We lost the game. But I've been listening to Raheem. He has to take ownership. He has to take ownership. If you want to be the head man, T.J. Watt was killing us in the first half. Mm. You come back out in the second half and don't make any adjustments. Make some adjustments. He can't block them. Make some adjustments. Do something else. And that's what we need. He need to take accountability for the offensive coordinator and his coaching. And that's all I got to say.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, D.J. Here's what coaches will tell you, okay? When you play guys like this, you don't run away from them. You run at them. And if T.J. Watt is a dog like he showed yesterday and he's able to take on double teams and take on a chip block, Mike, and a running back coming at him and extra help and guys, and he's still making plays, well, then he's just that dude and you tip your cap. But you don't run scared. You don't run away from him because you're afraid he's going to wreck the game when he's already wrecking the game.
Right.
Run at his ass. Let's see what he's got. That's what we were afraid to do. And you know why, Mike? Because we had a guy in front of him, let's be honest, who couldn't get it done.
No. I mean, if you got to bring the tight end in, that's one less guy going down the field, but at least Kirk Cousins will have a chance that hopefully those guys can get some separation and get open. But it's something you and I talked about on Friday. Are you going to have to bring in one of the blocking tight ends to work with McGarry? Storm Norton, I thought, did a better job than McGarry. You know, even though McGarry literally looks like, you know, the perfect prototypical monster right tackle, he's not good going backwards. He can run you. He can run block great. He just doesn't go in reverse well. But you're right. I mean, guys, yeah, we know T.J. Watt's one of the great players in this league. And this is the question. We have never seen this. Something I brought up on Friday to you. Don't know what a Zach Robinson offense is going to look like, especially when the chips start to go down, right? Chips are down. All of a sudden now you got to come up with plan B, right?
You do.
That never really evolved, at least to Falcon fan satisfaction.
I was talking with Turtle, our executive producer. Big O's here. He's our engineer. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And he said, why didn't they play more Charlie Warner? And I just, this is from a technical standpoint. When you're in the shotgun, as much as we were yesterday, okay, versus being under center and having some play action involved with that, Mike, every time Warner comes into the game, you know what that screams? They're running the ball.
Right.
So Pitt stays out there because we're in the shotgun, and you have to assume that he's going to run a route, and you got to defend that, even in running situations. But it's a tell, okay? Meaning we're giving them a foreshadowing to what we might be doing as soon as Charlie Warner comes in there. This is why the play action and being under center is key to what we are going to attempt to do down the road. That keeps you off guard. If every time I see Charlie Warner coming in on third down, like I'm going, they're going to run the ball.
And, you know, we talked about the numbers of plays in the pistol set. Now, again, this is from Mark Raimondi. He does a great job for ESPN.com. You had Cousins working out the pistol, 52% of his plays. Now, according to Next Gen, he had never taken more than 10 snaps out of the pistol in his entire career. 2-4 for 15 with a pick thrown out of the pistol. And as I said on Twitter, is this Zach's plan, because he's not 100%, to give him an extra half second before Watt kills him, or all of the above?
You're going to get this man killed.
I mean, so this is where, guys, we knew, as you said it, we all knew what was coming with the Steelers. Between Hayward on one side, Watt on the other, we ran a lot to the left. It's like, look, Zach, you can't blame it all on Zach because Kirk Cousins wasn't optimal, wasn't doing his job at 100%. But there's a lot of questions. I mean, I didn't really think we'd have more questions than answers after week one, for sure.
That's a good play. That's a good way to put it. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We got plenty more to get into. It was a great college football weekend for the Dogs. Georgia Tech, not so much. We're going to talk to our buddy from Dog Nation, Connor Riley, is going to join us at 4 o'clock. But we are going to continue to take your phone calls. Because on a day where we felt like we would be talking about a dub for various reasons, we're talking about this is the offense we're going to get. This is what we're going to look like. If you're not concerned, I don't know what to tell you. I know it's week one. And yes, I feel like they'll get better. But that was ugly, guys.
Yeah, and the schedule, this was one of those games. The Steelers were coming in with not really knowing who their quarterback was, with some injuries on both sides. And this was a game you had to have, Carl, if we're going to get to 500 through the first four.
All right, we're coming back this hour, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. I know we missed Frank there. We'll grab you. A bunch of other folks have dialed us up. We want to hear from you because we're talking about it. It's therapy. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell coming up, 6 o'clock. Coach Raw, Coach's Show, player segment as well today. We're going to let you hear from Raheem Morris and Bijan after the game coming up a little bit later on. Also, in our Falcon Report, we'll hear from Caden Ellis and Kirk Cousins after yesterday's game. Falcons lose 18-10. Very frustrating day. We'll go around the NFL coming up at 3 o'clock, but we're taking your phone calls at 404-726-0929. Mike and I were just talking about, you know, what we witnessed yesterday around the league and what you saw, all right, because I know we were focused on our game, but these rookie quarterbacks, man, struggled, like all of them. Caleb Williams, he said in Hard Knocks, I ain't nervous. You look nervous yesterday. 14 of 29, 93 yards, Mike. They win. It was great, but at the end of the day, he was not great. Bo Nix struggled against Seattle. Jaden Daniels, I mean, all these guys. Listen, it doesn't mean that their future isn't bright and they're not going to be maybe future Hall of Famers. We'll see.
Peyton Manning is the famous one for you. Hey, you couldn't look any worse than he did his rookie debut. Bo Nix did have two picks. I did think, though, Jaden Daniels, and you and I talked about this during the draft, he's got to learn to get down. Dan Quinn's going to have to talk to him and Cliff Kingsbury because he did have a couple of touchdowns. He looked, of all the rookies, I thought he probably looked the most competitive, but he was also taking a lot of hits, man.
I agree. Anthony Richardson. We'll get into this in our NFL.
And Richardson's almost like a rookie. He had a great day for the Colts.
He did. He had, you know, two touchdowns. The numbers weren't staggering, but I think you see the potential. For me, this is his – again, he played four games last year. This is his rookie season.
Right.
You see a little bit of C.J. Stroud in him where you go, there's some real potential there for him. What about our offense? What bugged you the most yesterday? Three turnovers, minus three. In the turnover category, guys.
You know, we talk about, like, you know, empty calories. Those are empty possessions. So, you know, your defense does the job. You held them to a field goal. Back on the field. You know, and that's the one. And the one where you snap the ball into the motion, man. I mean, that's rust. That's not being prepared. That's not. Tell me what part of that equals maybe if we had some work together in game conditions with the starters, perhaps some of that irons out. I don't know. But it just, you look so rusty. And you said it earlier. We were talking off the air. No separation with the receivers. Not that there was time for the routes to develop anyway. But the receivers, the skill position, looked very sketchy at times.
No doubt. Two picks, 2 for 9 on third down. All these things equal 10 points. That's it. And this offense has got to be more dynamic than that. Let's talk to Frank. Frank, appreciate you holding on. And Griffin, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Doing great, Frank.
Good, good. Listen, I'm a 71-year-old guy that sits in the carpool line waiting for the grandkids. I've been a Falcon fan all my life. The show is great, but the main reason I listen, Carl, you got the greatest laugh I've ever heard, man. It gets me so tickled. All right, I'm a season ticket holder from 78 to 90, and I just want to make a couple of comments, and then I'll hang up and listen. I wish Coach Morris would act more like a football coach than the president of the Chamber of Commerce. And I've seen the Falcons do these things for so many years, high draft choices that were just awful or couldn't cut it, and I'm still a diehard fan. As far as Belichick, I'm convinced they didn't hire him because maybe he threatened, you know, some job security, some folks. But, you know, this is a 71-year-old guy that has a 25-year-old girlfriend. So I figure he's either incredibly smart or he's incredibly stupid. So I was just going to see what you guys thought. And thank y'all so much, okay? And I'll hang up and listen because here come the grandkids. Thank y'all so much.
Good call, man.
Thank you, Frank.
And it is the best laugh in radio.
No.
Frank. But no, but where you wanted to start with that? I mean, a couple of things. The you know, the team itself is going to get better. I mean, I know we're going to all kind of freak out right now, and I understand that. I freak out too. But it's going to get better. If they don't, then there's some real explaining to do. As far as, like, Raheem is a positive guy, he's going to try to, you know, be a positive on point message guy. That's his makeup. That's how he operates. If you find that, he's not a phony, but that's his style.
I agree. And I think, listen, part of coaching today in the National Football League is presenting yourself in that CEO mode, mm-hmm. right? It is. You are head of the company, and you're managing all of these different things. And, you know, you want to make sure that as Mike said, there's a positive spin on a lot of the things, even when things are going bad. Hell, nobody was better than Dan Quinn. Trust us, okay? When things were bad, and we knew they were bad, he was still telling us things were good. But at the end of the day, this is going to come down to adjusting. And Mike and I just said this, and we'll say this out loud. We got to figure it out, okay? Whatever went wrong in game one and what the offense didn't do, this is where this comes into play. Coaching still matters. For your Belichick comment, that's a famous Belichick quote. Coaching still matters in the National Football League, no matter what your talent level is. And whether they wanted him or not, yes, you're right. He was going to ruffle some feathers.
Well, guys are going to get fired. Look, if the inner circle was part of the guys that were going to get fired, and I do believe they were, I also think it was the right move. Now, only time will tell if Raheem is the right move, but I didn't want any part of Bill Belichick's third act for a number of reasons.
Well, just coming off the situation he came off of, and by the way, the Patriots won yesterday. You know, Coach Mayo, listen, he looked like he had those guys ready, and everybody's talking about his quarterback situation. Nobody's talking about how good that defense played. I just will say this, Frank. Let's give him time. I'm as frustrated as anybody today coming off of that L, but I have to give this time to see how this evolves, but more importantly, how they adjust. And show us they know what they're doing, right? We do this with all these coaches that come into our city. We give them time to say, hey, you have time to show us what you're doing. You're going to lose some. You're going to win some. It's just frustrating coming off of the bounce, the juice we had in the summer to say, hey, we're gonna be great in week one, and then in week one you lay an egg. Like, you didn't do anything offensive.
Well, I mean, a lot of folks, and look, reporters ask the questions, and, you know, to his point about Raheem kind of spinning it, there was really never any mention that Kirk Cousins wasn't going to be 100%. And look, we'll ask Coach on Thursday. We'll be up there at Branch because it's a Monday night game, national TV. Doesn't get any easier with the Eagles coming off their win of the Packers. But yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins doesn't look right. Now, we all know what a good Kirk Cousins looks like. We've seen enough of his games, Carl. He's played in the league for like a decade and a half.
For sure.
There's a lot of video out there of him on a third down where he's got plenty of time to step into a ball, and it just looks like the Achilles is still an issue. I'm like, I'm not an orthopedist, but it just looked like he wasn't really to step into some of these throws.
I want you to hear Raheem Morris, because sometimes, and this is the other point, and I hope your grandkids are doing all right. Love that phone call. Mm-hmm. Waiting in line to pick him up. Sometimes my player is just better than your player. And in the situation yesterday with T.J. Watt, that was it. Like, there's nothing. You can make adjustments, guys, and we talked about this. You can chip. You can double team. Sometimes my guy's just better than your guy. Right. That's what yesterday was with T.J. Watt. Sometimes you have to accept that. But again, you have to be able to counter that.
Right.
You know, that's the part about this. Aaron Donald, guys, was the most dominant defensive lineman we've seen in our life outside of Reggie White. He played every week. Right. But the Rams lost games.
Right. I mean, T.J. Watt's got the record for the double-digit sacks in the league. I mean, he had 19 sacks last year. He didn't have 50. It's not like he's an X-Man.
Correct.
It's not like all of a sudden Wolverine is in there slicing guys apart and getting the quarter. You can still find a way to scheme it. But again, if you put Charlie Warner in there, one of your blocking tight ends, that's one less body that Kirk Cousins has as a target down the field. That's what you're giving up. So that's really not what they want to do. You've got to be able to do your job. You need an elite tackle. You need, wait a minute, Penei Sewell. But we didn't do that.
He looked pretty good last night for the Lions, by the way.
We needed offense. Look, I'm not making this about Pitts, because Pitts can still have an amazing year and validate it. But still, that's why the argument was, it's never sexy, but you need an upgrade on offensive line. We did then, and we do now.
Let's hear Raheem Morris talk about T.J. Watt.
He had two sacks today. He jumped off sides early and got one. That looked a little scary, but he was way off sides, jumped off pretty clear. But you got to go out there and maintain him. Can't let him wreck the game. And he was able to wreck it by getting that fumble recovery and also getting a couple key sacks there to give him two, to get those things going.
You thought Dahlman was giving a tell on the snaps?
I didn't until I saw T.J. go off on the sideline about being like, he felt like he got jerked around on that call where he jumped off sides. And then they replayed it. And you're like, and then I started watching it later in the game, Mike, and I don't know. I mean, it felt like that way. And by the way, when we say a tell, that means you are doing a movement that shows the opposing team.
He knows the ball's about to be snapped.
I'm about to snap it.
Right.
Whether it's a hand movement, whether it's a leg shaking, whatever it might be.
I mean, I said it earlier to start the show with Carl in the stands. Coach who sits behind me, we're like, is T.J. Watt in on the snap count?
All right, so we're going to go cross motion, whatever. On two. You got that, T.J.? It's on two. I'm okay over here. Good to go.
Jake Matthews was asked about this. Listen to what he said about Watt and McGrady, or not McGrady, but McGarry, that is. This is Jake Matthews.
It's the same type thing. I think he was on Caleb the whole game. I didn't even have a rep against him today. But, yeah, we knew going into this, like I said earlier, he's one of the best to ever do it. He's one of the best in the league, and there's a reason he gets that notoriety. So, yeah. Yeah, definitely respect, definitely.
Let me tell you guys a secret. You think that was done by coincidence, accident?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think somebody in that room named Arthur Smith, who put this offensive line together, said, you need to line up against him every play?
Right. You're going to get what you want.
Jake, we're not going to mess with Jake. That'll be a good matchup, but you might get, you know, you might get in there. We're going to line you up over here all day, Mike?
Yeah, because he's going to eat. He's going to eat over there on the right side.
That's it.
And like we talked, they ran almost exclusively to the left, it seemed like, for much of the game. Some would argue that you go right at that super athletic guy. As you mentioned earlier, you go after an Aaron Donald. You run right at a T.J. Watt. We didn't really do that as much. And then just, you know, because I can't help myself, we could have had him. Jim Mora has to get in the ear of Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn and tell us about Tack McKinley. We could have had T.J. Watt in a Falcon uniform.
Yeah. And I think he's better than his brother. And his brother's a Hall of Famer. Soon to be. 404-726-0929. Let's grab Ricky real quick here on the show. Ricky in Norcross, it's a Falcon Monday. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
How you doing? You guys, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely can.
Okay, all right. Just give me a second to cook. So I have the numbers right here in front of me, and then I'll just wrap up what I have to say after that. Okay, so Bijan Robinson, 18 carries. Tyler Allgeier, three carries. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let me go to quarterback. Kirk Cousins threw for 155 yards, two picks. The top receiver was Ray McCloud, which is, I guess, technically supposed to be our third option with 52 total yards. The second leading receiver was Bijan Robinson at 43 yards.
Problem.
Okay.
Right.
Kyle Pitts had 26 yards. So the point that I'm making is this. My prediction for this season, am I making this take from the house is on fire standpoint? No, I'm not. My estimation of this season is this. I think we might go 7-9. I think Kirk Cousins is washed. I'm just going to say it straight up. Will he have a few games where he looks immaculate? He probably will. He's due for a few games like that. But it's not going to be anything that's going to carry us over the hump. Drake London was supposed to be like this all-world deep threat down the field receiver. He was supposed to be that receiver. When you think about the Falcons receiving core of their offense, you think about Drake London. Like you have the Vikings, you think about Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Dolphins, you think about Tariq Hill. Jamar Chase.
No, he's a top pick. I got it. He's a top pick.
He was supposed to be our guy that you think about. Kyle Pitts literally has not done absolutely anything for us. I'm not denigrating anybody on the team, but if you just look at our receiving core, let's just look at the receiving core. McCloud, Pitts, Mooney, London. I don't see any real change, and I'm just being very honest. I don't see any real step up from this receiving core this year. Rondale Moore getting hurt really kind of pushed us back offensively. I'm not going to lie. I was really excited about getting him and seeing what he can do. But I'll close with this. The fact that Bijan Robinson had 18 touches, I just want to remind everybody listening to this call, Tyler Allgeier, the year before we drafted Bijan, was coming off a 1,000-yard rushing season.
No, I get it. We got to get more balance. We got to get more balance in the run game. Look, Drake London only had 3 targets to the caller's point, but I do think you're overreacting on Kirk Cousins. He's not going to be this bad all season, guys. He's just not ready to play. You know, I got to disagree. You don't know what Kirk Cousins' MO is, 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, Carl. I can't concede that. I think you're overreacting, my friend, when it comes to Cousins. Everything else I can vibe on, though.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in Cousins' performance, but so is he. He didn't play like a vet. He didn't play like he was ready. He turned it over. He will be better. As far as the receiving core, this is a team, man. And we talk about this. All these things, it's like your arm, man. The wrist, the elbow, the fingers, it all works together. And if one thing's not working, then the other's not going to work. Yesterday, we didn't protect well, and we didn't protect the football. Therefore, your passing game was crap. The Algier comment, Mike, we'll talk more about it, because this is the balance that Kyle Shanahan was able to find in this offense with two really good running backs at the time. This new coordinator in Zach Robinson's got to be able to do the same. It's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.